Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Divination. Divination is a podcast and YouTube show by Elegant Themes, a proud leader in the premium WordPress theme and plugin market. As always, the goal of Divination is really simple. We want to provide you with the knowledge, insights, and supportive community that you need to be successful with WordPress and Divi. I'm your host, Nathan B. Weller, and as your host, it's my job to facilitate that success. To that end, in today's Divination Short, I'll be showing you how to create a lead generation page, also known as a landing page or squeeze page, with Divi's contact form module as your form builder. That's the updated contact form module from Divi 2.6. So let's get into it. In this Divi quick tip, I'm going to show you how to create a lead generation page, also known as a landing page or a squeeze page, using the Divi Builder and its contact form module as a form builder. So this is something made possible in the Divi 2.6 update when the contact form module ceased to be a simple standard form with a few options and became more of a form builder with a lot more flexibility. As you can see, this is my end result. I've got a very simple page. There's no header, no footer, just a nice big image, some marketing copy over here, and a signup form with some custom data fields here. So the only thing anyone can do on a page like this is the one action that I want them to take. And that's the point of these types of pages, whatever you're calling, whether squeeze page or landing page or lead gen page. And that is to fill in the form and hit submit. If they want to leave, they can use the back button. So in my example, I've created a lead generation page for a fictitious wedding photographer. But this is the exact same format that could be used for churches, nonprofits, political campaigns, digital product sales, or whatever you need a lead page for. All you would have to do is basically change out the image and the background, and of course, update the form and copy to reflect the information that you're trying to get. So let's jump to the back end so I can show you how I've created this. All right, so we've got our builder here, but the first thing you need to do if you want to get the sort of blank page or squeeze page format is go over here to the page attributes, and under template, you want to hit the drop down and switch from default to blank page. That'll take away your header and your footer. So next, we've got the builder. So as you can see, this is a really complicated page consisting of one section, one row, and one column. So this should be pretty easy for everybody to build. Let's take a look first at the section settings that I've set up here. So the main thing here in the section settings is just the background image. So I have my large background image, which I found, and just to kind of point out how this image looks, you can see that most of the content of the image is on one side. And I looked for an image like this intentionally so that over here where it's sort of like blurred out and there's not much there, I could put my form. So just keep that type of a format in mind when you're picking out an image so that your background's not too busy where your form is. And that was literally all you need to do here. We can take a quick peek at the size. And this is, I wouldn't recommend using a file size as big as mine, because this is strictly just for an example. This is not for performance, but you can get an image size that's roughly the same as mine. I have 2600 pixels by 1733, and you could get that at a much lower file size. I just downloaded a stock image at full size for the sake of a quick example. So I would try to get that file size down lower, but you get the idea. Okay, so when you have your image in here, go ahead and save and exit. Now let's talk about row. So when I created this row, I went to add row and I chose the 2/3, 1/3 option. As you can see, we've got that right here. I didn't put any content over here in my 2/3 column because that's just going to be showing the image. That's why I got that nice big bold image. And then I have all my modules that consist of my form over here in my right 1/3 column. So before we get to these modules, let's check out the row settings. So my row settings, I chose to make the row full width. You may not, but I chose to because I thought when all my formatting was said and done that it just looked better. It fit my design better. Over in advanced design settings, if you go over one tab there and scroll down, this is where my background for my form comes from. Column 2 background color. I simply selected a color from the background using a color picker. So basically what I did was I used a color picker extension for my browser to just come in here and find a sort of brown or black that is part of the image. And then I brought that into here and I entered that hex code here and then adjusted the transparency until I got to where I'm at now. And that kind of assured that the color palette that I was working with for the background of my form fit nicely with the photo that I'd chosen. Aside from that, I just made sure that I had a nice padding around the elements so that none of my form elements or my copy were butting up against the edges of this background color. And of course, if you want, and you probably will want to, you can change those settings for desktop, tablet, and smartphone. So when you're done there, click save and exit. And now we're ready to actually populate that form area. So what I did, as you can see here on the front end, I've got some elements up here, image elements, kind of decorative, and then two pieces of copy, and then my form. So let's take a look at what that is like in the builder. So here I've got my image, and this is just that decorative top piece. Literally all I did was upload that and change the animation so that I decided I like this animation better than the default one. And then I entered in some titled. If I was a actual business making this, I'd obviously put my name or my business name here instead of just wedding photographers. But then I was able to change the text font and the text size. And of course, change that for each format, desktop, tablet, and smartphone. To kind of fit the mood or aesthetic that I'm going for. Another decorative piece of imagery here. My main piece of copy. And finally, let's get down here into the lead gen form itself. So for the lead gen form, when you open up the contact module, this is the contact form module, and you're going to have the ability to add new fields. And when you add a new field, you give it a field ID and then a title and the type of field, whether you can choose input field, email field, or text area. So this is not as robust as, say, as most like form builders, but it'll definitely get the job done. So what I did was I used input field for almost all of my my input options, my field settings. And I just figured out what kind of information I might want. So I decided that email, phone, first name, last name, the date of their wedding, budget, and a message, you know, any additional information that they might want to give me was basically what I was after. And I decided to display a captcha to kind of weed out some spam. There's my email that it's going to, when they send me these messages, it's going to go to this email. For the title, I chose to kind of extend my copy from above as the title. So let's plan your big day. And then I styled that using the advanced design settings. And you can use this setting right here, enable redirect URL. And I turned it on, even though, you know, I don't have a URL here. But what's cool is like when they, you know, because there's no way to navigate away from this page without using the back arrow. But what you can do is when they hit submit, this will automatically redirect them to another page and display a success message. So I said, I would probably redirect them to my homepage or to a thank you page of some kind. And the success message here says, thank you for sending us your information. We look forward to talking to you about how we can make your wedding day moments into beautiful memories. And so that would be some type of copy that would be appropriate for whatever kind of form or business you're running. Okay, so when everything's configured, all your modules are configured, you want to save and go to save draft. And obviously you can either publish or preview. I've chosen to preview. And here we are. Now we have a nice little wedding photographer lead gen page, which, as I mentioned before, could just as easily be repurposed for any type of lead generation or sales for that matter. So this is a tutorial that I wanted to do now because in the very near future, very soon, with the release of Divi 2.7, we've got a new feature that I think everyone is really going to love, and it's called Divi Leads. So Divi Leads is an A-B split testing tool that will allow you to create a page like this one and then test the effectiveness of certain variations. So anything from the background image to the copy to the length and format of the form, the submit button, you name it, you can test it pretty much. So just to sort of preview how this will work for you, we use the beta version of Divi running on our Divi demo test site, and we tested this feature, the new Divi Leads feature. We tested this homepage variant against this homepage variant. And the results were pretty astounding. Our click-through rate went from 1.53% to 3.16%. So it more than doubled, which is obviously a really, really nice for us. And so as of Divi 2.7, you too will be able to run the same kinds of tests on pages like the one I showed you how to create in this tutorial, as well as just about every other area of your website. So stay tuned for that release. It should be coming down the pipe in the next few weeks. If you're watching this video in the future on YouTube or Facebook, then just check to make sure that you're running Divi 2.7 or above. And if so, you can start using our Divi Leads split testing feature right away. And with that, it's time to wrap up another episode of Divi Nation. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show and you're watching on YouTube, please be sure to like this video, give us a big thumbs up, and subscribe to our channel. As always, if you have any questions or comments or requests, you can simply drop them in the comments section wherever you're watching or listening to this episode, and I'll do my best to respond in a timely manner. Or you can email me directly at podcast@elegantthemes.com. That's all for this episode. I will be back next Friday with another full-length episode of Divi Nation. See you then.